So my friend Kelly sent me a text the other day that I think was really funny and you would probably relate to. It was about how we plan to conquer the summer together while both of our boys' preschools and Mother's Day out options, well, they're no longer options for the summertime. Listen, I am all about creating fun summertime memories, but the morning coffee date with friends, the opportunity to clean up the house while the boys were in school, and getting some work deadlines met are now a little bit more challenging. But I have found us all a solution. There is an incredible app called Wendy that connects families and college student nannies. They are background checked, interviewed, and the sweetest. Not only are you able to meet your childcare needs, but you could also help those college students that are looking for summer jobs. There's options for part-time help and full-time help. Whatever your childcare needs are, Wendy has a match for all of them this summer. All you have to do is go to wendy.com/realtalk to start a search for a nanny. And as a special offer, they are going to knock $50 off your search if you go through that link. Wendy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies, and there's no ongoing fees. So here's how it works. Go to wendy.com/realtalk to start your search. A Wendy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. Then you choose the one you like. Get started now, though, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summertime, just like you and I. Go to wyndy.com/realtalk right now to start your search.
Hey. Hey. Welcome back to Voice Memo Diary with Rachel Autry on Real Talk. Listen, I feel like I've just been having so many thoughts that I have jotted down in my notes. And I went to go transfer the notes to like my actual journal. And I was like, these are the things that I used to share in a voice memo diary. And then I stopped. And so me recording this is for me. It's also to share it with you because there are so many good nuggets that my friends are sharing with me that are in books that I'm reading, songs that I'm like, whoa, that's a good song. And I just love these episodes because they are so awkwardly unfiltered. So for example, don't judge me, my seatbelt's on, okay? I'm driving down 65. If you're in Birmingham, you know to pray because there are so many potholes, and I'm in Thomas's car because my car got broken into at my birthday party and they smashed the passenger window, they shimmed the door, it's broken, whatever, it's getting fixed, and we're down to one car because we have a rental car, but you know, insurance and adult things, they're only giving it to us for 30 days and our car is going to take longer, so we're trying to be strategic about when we crash into 30 days. Moral of the story, that's why I'm driving Thomas's car right now. And y'all should know, and I think I've said this before on my last diaries, that his car is like driving a safari car. It's massive Land Rover and it's loud and clunky as heck. And anyways, you can probably hear every thud and pothole that I'm currently hitting on 65 in Birmingham, Alabama. So apologies. Anywho, like I said, awkwardly unfiltered. You're going to hear babies crying in the background because that's my life. If it bothers you, I'm so sorry. Just skip ahead. Don't skip the whole episode. 15 seconds. And then I'll probably get to be in the car. Might be in my office. Might be getting ready in my bathroom. Like, those are when the thoughts hit me best. Maybe even in the shower. You know, why not? Not going to limit myself. I was getting ready this morning, though. I will share this. I'll share this one good tidbit. And then I guess I'll see you next time because this is all I have to say right now. But I'm reading Mark Batterson's Praying Circle Around Your Marriage. That he wrote a book. It's amazing. It's called Praying Circles. Or Circle Maker. I'm going to look that up and then put it in the show notes because I don't want you just spending your time Googling something. Put you on a hunt for something that's not out there. Something about circles and praying, okay? And I'm not going to ruin or, you know, it's the whole concept is amazing. I think he would do better explaining it. However, he wrote a sequel. Okay, I'm getting there. Called Praying Circles Around Your Marriage. And I'm reading it. Technically, I'm listening to it, the audiobook. And it is fascinating. It's so good. And something I heard this morning that was, wow, it got me good, was this idea.
and this goes for everything besides marriage, so stick with me, that, you know, these people, they were saying, we've been married for X amount of years. I think their number was 26 years. And they're like, we were married for 26 years, but we did not have 26 years of experience being married. We had 1 year of experience being married, done 26 times. Did you catch it? Like, you could be doing something in your life, whether it's in your career, in your motherhood journey, in your relationships, friendships, whether it's something inside your own soul, working through trauma or grief or whatever it is, you could be doing the same thing on repeat over and over and over instead of actually making any movement forward. And so their whole point was, yeah, we've been married for 26 years, but we didn't have 26 years of experience. We had 1 year of experience repeated 26 times. And then finally, they broke the cycle and realized something we're doing is not working. We're not going in a direction that we ever wanted to be. The vision for our marriage is nowhere to be found. So like, let's figure out what it is and break the cycle and start doing it the way it needs to be done. And so that started building the experience they needed in order to continue, you know, or I guess like move forward in an area in marriage they would rather have found themselves. So the same goes for you, wherever you are, the same goes for me. But that got me good. I was like, whoa, there are things in my life that I have been doing over and over and over again instead of changing it up or doing it differently. And I have quote unquote experience. I'm not really growing in that experience because I'm just repeating myself. So I don't know where that gets you. And I don't know what that does to you like it did for me. But I just thought, wow, that is so good. Because just because you have time, you know, and you have history and you have all things does not actually make you qualified to be good at it. You have to work and figure out what it is you want to be good at and how to be good at it. So, anywho, I am about to pull into my driveway, so I'm going to go so I can go level my baby-ish. And I will see y'all next time, I guess. Have a good thought. Okay, boys are down in bed. My brother was sweet and just came over, helped me put them down since Thomas is gone. And I'm just cleaning up the house before I go get in bed. It's gonna be so nice. Solo parenting evenings are just chaos, but we're good. Have been thinking about this part of the sermon from Sunday, like so much this week, and I haven't been able to get it off my mind because it's just so good and I've never heard it like this before. I almost need to go grab my Bible just to make sure I'm like have the right passage in mind. But we are walking through the book of Mark. I'm sorry, is it Matthew or is it Mark? Hold on, it's not me getting my gospels confused. Definitely Matthew. All right, where we at? Sorry, I'm flipping through my Bible looking for the note about whatever it was that I'm about to tell you. However, it was basically the story while I'm flipping. It was the story of Jesus on the boat with the disciples, and the storm came. They were freaking out. They're like, oh my gosh, Jesus, we're going to die. It's definitely Mark. What am I thinking? We're going to die. Like, you got to calm the sea, freaking out, panicking, all the things. No, it's not. It's definitely Matthew. Oh my gosh. Oh, my. Hold on. I found it. It was Mark. Okay. Mark. Got it. Mark chapter 4. I'm just going to read it just so we can all catch up, be on the same page. Okay. That day when the evening came, he said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind him, they took along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? And he got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him. Okay, I've always heard the story and have interpreted it like, if you're in the boat with Jesus, like, he's gonna calm your storm. Like, he's gonna make sure life is great. And that's the story I've always heard of it. And Joel, who is our pastor here in Birmingham, brought up an incredible point to this whole thing. I've literally always skipped past, but the very first thing Jesus says is, let us go over to the other side. And so Joel said, I'm proposing, you know, this other thought. Chapter 5, after the whole wind storm crazy, he calms the storms thing happens. They go over to the other side of the lake, to the region of Gerasenes, whatever. And when Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This is in Matthew 5, 1 through, honestly, probably 5. This man lived in the tombs. No one could come, like, bind him anymore, not even with a chain, because he had so often been chained hand and foot. But he would tear the chains apart and broke the irons that were placed on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day came in the tombs and hills. He'd cry out and cut himself with stones. Holy moly, that is so intense, right? Like, this man who was so possessed by demons was on the other side of the lake. This is the same lake that they were crossing when the story of the storms was happening. And like I said, I've always interpreted it as, like, Jesus will be with you. He'll calm your storms. You just need to, like, invite him in your boat with you, blah, blah, blah. And, like, yes, that is true, 100%. But what's so beautiful to me in this season, at least right now with that passage, and I wanted to pass it on to you, I don't want it to get overlooked. And what Joel brought to our attention is that no sea could stop Jesus from getting to his mission, which was the man on the other side, the demons. Jesus was saying, I'm coming and nothing can stop me. Like, I will do everything in his power, which is everything, to get to you. No matter what it takes, no matter the cost, no matter how crazy, no matter the storm, I am coming to you to help you and to save you. And that truly, like, brought me full body chills. It's doing it again. I'm so moved that our Jesus, our God, is so merciful, is so excited to love us and do life with us, that at no, like, he would not be stopped at anything to get to you and to help you in the situation that you're in. I don't know if that's for you, or maybe you have someone on your heart that you're thinking through. And you're like, God, have you abandoned them? Like, do you know about my friend that's walking through XYZ? Have you heard my prayers, my cries for so-and-so's salvation? Like, do you even care? Like, yes. And I think that the story says more about Jesus' persistence and determination to get to the people, you know, the one that he's trying to save. And not that he cares less about the people on the boat, but he's like, y'all chill. I got this. I'm trying to get my dude on the other side of the lake. Just y'all chill. And I love it. And that is something that my heart needed to hear. And I hope it was something else did too. I'm going to share with you some of our favorite snacks these days that have been so good. Some of them are Trader Joe's, so if you don't have a TJ's near you, it might be tricky. Some of them are Thrive Market. I talk about Thrive Market a lot just because it's, like, a very economic way to get organic, or not organic, but you know what I mean, like, cleaner snack options than, like, Whole Foods or Sprouts or Publix or whatnot. So some of them that we're loving, I'm opening up my fridge to look what now with you. Carrots always, and hummus. Carrots and hummus are so yummy. We love them. They're crunchy. I'm describing carrots. What's my problem? But I really wanted to share with you my favorite hummus that I've been loving. It's this black bean hummus by Lantana. It's sweet and spicy. It's got, like, this corn mixture on the top. Oh my stars. It gives, like, Mexican vibes. It's got spicy corn relish, like I was saying. It's so good. Packed with protein, obviously, because of the black beans. Thank you. What else do we love? For the boys, getting these Siggy's yogurt pouches have been so good and easy for just, like, a quick, like, cure for hunger in the morning. If, like, I'm making a breakfast and they're, like, really hungry, I love bringing out one of those little yogurt pouches. Any other pouches, honestly, are so good, so yum. And have also loved Pirate's Booty Chomps, which is, like, the... they're meat sticks. I know that sounds so gross, but, like, hang in there. They're really good. They're grass-fed beef. They have lots of different flavors. They have kid sizes, though, specifically, and those have been amazing for Maddox. He loves them. At Costco, we found these really yummy things called Yogies, and Maddox loves asking for Yogies. They are, like, yogurt-covered dried fruit, basically.
and sorry, more trash. And they are amazing. Like, we love them. And then in my console in my car, like, I always keep snacks. I did before it got robbed. But like cheddar bunnies, anything from Annie's is so good. Bonza mac and cheese is something else that's in my pantry right now that I love making because it's protein packed. Again, it's actually chickpea pasta. And if you ask me, I can't even tell a difference. And if you ask Thomas, he probably can't either. He'll tell you he can, but I make it all the time. And he's like, oh, this is great spaghetti. And I'm like, it's chickpea pasta. And he's like, what? So he can't tell a difference, whatever he says. So anyways, we love snacks like that. And at the office, we have these things from Trader Joe's. They're peanut butter and chocolate granola bars, but they're dairy free, which is why I got hooked on them. I have one of those in my bag right now. What else do I have? Ooh, the Nature's Bakery gluten-free fig bars. We love the blueberry ones. Imagine like Fig Newtons, but better. And then if you are a Pringles girl or like that's nostalgic for you, I love these like potato crisps by a company called Good Crisp. And they have sour cream onion. They've got the sea salt. They have original, and they're amazing. They come in like cute little cans. So if you wanted smaller cans, you could. And then the last thing in my bag that is so yummy and fun just to munch on are the Trader Joe's dark chocolate almond butter pretzel nuggets. Oh my gosh. Let me read you the back. It's so cute. A dance of savory and sweet, the marriage of creamy almond butter wrapped in a salty pretzel with a luxurious dark chocolate coating. Oh my gosh, my mouth is watering. Imagine enjoying these nuggets as you watch a romantic movie, unpack a picnic basket after a hike, or from a well-provisioned lunchbox. Mm-hmm. All really yummy things. So that's what is in my bag right now as far as snacks goes. I've got all kinds of other nonsense in here I really truly should go through, but snack-wise, y'all, snack queen over here. I'm like, I would rather eat 12 snacks a day than 3 meals a day. 100%, hallelujah. So I don't know if y'all know this about me, but I do reading for work. That sounds so boring. I do. So a lot of the guests that we have on our show are authors or have some really cool project. And so I obviously like to read through it and vet it. And it's research for sure. But it's also like, do you have something cool to share with my girl? If not, sorry. Ruthless, I know, but I do it. And
shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I'm not sure what just loomed in the air, but my allergies have been so out of control. I so badly want to live the life where I can keep my doors open with this perfect spring weather, and I'm able to roll around in the grass outside with my littles and live a life without the gross congestion. But when my allergies are at their worst, I start having to compromise on life. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I love that Claritin has an option for non-drowsy relief of allergy symptoms. With Claritin D, you can still make the most of your day without compromise. This means that I can have my windows down car dance sessions with my boys and help with yard work without the symptoms of my allergies popping up out of nowhere. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Also, if we have people on our show that we ask to be there, I, of course, do a deep dive. And I'm like, I want to know all about what we're about to chat about. So we are doing a friendship series in February, and we are having on Justin Whitmore Early. Don't know if you know him.
If you don't, we should. You should know him. He's so cool. He wrote a book called Habits of the Household. I'm trying to find it right now because I know I have it. Anyways, it's a book called Habits of the Household. It is so cool. It's all about that habits that we have in our household, whether it's technology or outside time or discipline or meal time, like how do we do mornings? What's our ritual with worship? Like just different things. And he walks through practicals and good ways to do each of them well. Love it. Like truly has changed the game for my life, has changed the game for Emily's life, who's on our team. And we're just big fans of him. Excited to announce that he is not only coming on our podcast for our friendship series, but it makes sense because he has written a book called Made for People. You can actually listen to it on Spotify if you have Spotify Premium for free right now. It's an audiobook. And so I'm reading that / listening to it for work. So I like to read for fun. I like to read for work. This Read for Work one, Made for People by Jessica Whitmell Early, is so good. It talks about how biologically, psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, we have been built for relationship. Even this idea that the Trinity, like God, Son, Holy Spirit, like they have each other. They have a union together because it's important that none of them are alone. And if you separate any one of them from the Trinity, it's just not the same. Like it doesn't have as much power and reverence. And we have been created similarly, you know, that man would not be alone. We read that in Genesis, and that has a lot to do with obviously relationship and like romantically or even in a marriage, but like we have not been built to be alone in even friendship. So I am so excited for that episode. I just need to pop on here because we finally nailed it down like scheduling wise with him. I always get nervous because this is the behind the scenes of podcast world. You might not know, but sometimes like we have this idea for what it should be and we try to get the person on and either they come on and the conversation's not what we thought it was going to be. Just like, no, just wasn't it. Or we try to schedule with them and just never works out with my schedule or theirs. And it's just kind of sad. We have to move on. Or they just like are too busy and never respond. And that's totally okay. We get it. But when we can nail down a person to come on the show and we get it scheduled and it has been rescheduled and we're about to record and I'm so excited, I get kind of anxious because I'm like, I can't tell people that he's coming on because like, what if something happens? So here's me saying he is coming on. Okay. I'm really excited about it. And I also think it's funny because we rarely have men on the show. I think we've had 3 or 4. Justin will be one, had Matthew West on for one, Jason Van Ruler on for one. I feel like we've had another one. Michael Freeland Miller was on for one. Like, I mean, out of 260 shows, we probably have 4 or 5 with men. And I'm very like cautious of that. I know, because like this is a girl's space. I'm a girl's girl. Like I want to plug all the women. But sometimes it does help to have another perspective from a guy in order to like bring some good diversity and clarity and vision for us. And hearing it from a guy instead of a girl, especially if they're an expert in a certain area, like I'm not going to say no to just because that's dumb. And I'm thinking if you like have a strong feeling one way or another, let me know. I'm up for talking through this. But I think it'd be so fun to bring Thomas on the episode with Justin too and be like, you know, can you speak to relationship for men, for the guys in our life, whether it's like your friend or your brother or your husband or your fiance or whoever, like guys need community too. And I feel like, I don't know, when Thomas is in a weird friendship area, and I feel like naturally it's harder for guys to like enrich in friendships emotionally. It like, I feel the consequences of it, if that makes sense. And I just think it could be cool. Like a good way to serve y'all through this conversation is to also talk about a little bit friendship with guys. Not our friendship with guys, but guys' friendships with one another is what I mean by that. Anywho, okay. That was my other random question. I'm pulling the audience. Pulling the audience. You can DM or you can whatever. Email us. Either just do podcast at Real Talk. Nope. Sorry. That is not it. Do podcast at RachelAutry.com. And definitely DM or
email if you have any specific friendship questions, and we want to make sure we get to you and ask them.
Just sitting on the couch with my little buddy watching Planes. This past weekend, Maddox got knocked out by a fever and cough, but I think the fever's broke. And are you feeling better, buddy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's so good. I was watching, I was watching some reels last night and came across this guy. His name's KP. I don't know what his full name is. I gotta go back and look. But he basically like evangelizes and just like kind of does street evangelism and goes and talks to people and is like, hey, like, have you ever heard of the gospel? And has these really cool conversations with them. It's just really inspiring. It like, I don't know, has convicted me that I am not quick to share my faith with strangers. So more about that later. But one of the things he said I thought was so good. Most common pattern that I saw in the videos was people were like, you know, I don't believe in God. And he's like, well, why not? And they're like, well, I used to like go to church and then, you know, I got hurt, or I've been through spiritual abuse, or I was raised in a home that believed in Jesus and I didn't like love my home life. So anyways, they have like a person to blame for the reason why they don't believe in Jesus, which is just really sad. But he said, well, if someone was playing Mozart on the piano and wasn't very good at piano, you wouldn't blame Mozart. And I just was like, oh, that's such a good point. Like, you know, if someone played Jesus wrong, you're not going to blame Jesus. You're going to blame the person, or you should at least. And I just thought that this was such a sweet point. I think especially as, you know, I'm starting to have these braver conversations with strangers, maybe, and asking them questions, like just trying to put good tools in my tool belt as to like, one, why I believe in Jesus. Number two, how do I relate Jesus to the person that I'm talking to? And then number three, I hate to call them arguments, but like having valid reasons as to like, I understand that, you know, you experienced hurt or you've experienced doubt or you don't believe in God at all. And like, here's something to think about. And just like having those challenging thoughts for them, I think is so important, just to like, I don't know, scatter seed. But, isn't that such a good point? Like, if someone was playing Mozart poorly on the piano, you wouldn't blame Mozart. Wow. Okay, getting ready for bed, doing my skincare routine, and figured I would share. And also talk about a few favorites that I've been loving recently, because I love doing that with other guests on the show. I have this new skincare routine that I've been doing. I talked about it on my blog and on Instagram. So I think it's rachelautry.com/glowyskin. I linked all the things that I'm about to talk about. But I've been using Beauty Counter for forever and ever and ever, and I love it. They have a tripeptide radiant serum, which people call like Botox in a bottle because it's so good. I also do get Botox, so I feel like I can't be like, oh, this is the reason why I have no fine lines and wrinkles on my forehead. No. That's not why, but I'm sure it helps. And then I've been using the Countertime eye cream as well. And then for the winter time, I think that this is like the winner for winter time, or winter winner. It is the Albright Brightening Facial Oil by Beauty Counter. It's amazing. It is amazing. It goes on so luxuriously. It's a beautiful product. Anyways, I love it. And then, I use that as my moisturizer at night, but in the morning I've been using the Mighty Plump by Beauty Counter. It's amazing. And then mixing it in with the Drunk Elephant, what a name, bronzing drops. They're called the Sunshine Drops, but they have cocoa extract peptides. It says it's supposed to be really good, just for adding a quick little glow, and it's not shimmery. I don't know how to describe it. And it doesn't like tan you. It just kind of almost honestly brings out a natural pigment in your skin. I love it so much. If you're looking for a good sunscreen for the morning, the Unseen Sunscreen by Supergoop is amazing. It goes on like liquid and then feels like powder. It's crazy. I don't know how to describe it. It's just super cool. I like that product a lot. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I have really loved stepping up my skincare routine recently. Like, I used to be just a, hey, I'm going to cleanse my face, I'm going to moisturize it, and maybe use some eye cream.
but now like introducing serums and different oils and just trying to hack my skin's needs for this season has been really cool. So, you know, it's dry outside because it's really cold. So how can I add life and color and glowiness back into my skin when it's otherwise not going to look that way? And I love it. And if you don't already have the microfiber cloths that take off your makeup, you need them. There's like a pack of 10 on Amazon and you literally wet them, take off your makeup. Like, yes, even mascara, it's great. And then when you're finished, you just throw them in the washer and then you dry them and you get them back out. That's great. I love them so much. So that's like skincare things that I've been loving. Other than that, we just hung a new piece of artwork. Well, no, we have replaced a piece of artwork that we love. My friend Sadie Wilson, she does amazing like abstract landscape pieces. And she did a piece for us a few years ago that's been in our homes ever since. But I am relocating her painting from our dining room to our bedroom. And I love it because in our dining room, we are doing another wallpaper project. I don't know if you remember, but if you follow online, you probably saw that we wallpapered the boys' playroom and it adds so much life. It just is like super fun. And it's pretty traditional, so I don't see us having to like change it out once it's no longer a playroom area. But it just adds texture and a pattern and really pulls that space together. So we're doing the same thing. We're picking a wall in our dining room and then wallpapering it with another different pattern. And then painting the other walls around it a matching shade of green. And I'm really excited. It sounds so bold. It's really not. It's going to be great. I can't wait. I've, you know, obviously pulled stuff from other sources online. And I am stoked. Can't wait to keep you updated on that. What else am I, like, loving? I'm trying to think and, like, look around. Obviously, there's so many things. My newly box this month is so exciting because they're all pieces that I am wearing to IF gathering. If y'all are going to IF, you let me know. If we bump into each other, that would be so fun. But we have rallied a group of 7 girls and the 7 of us are flying out of Birmingham, meeting some other girls in Fort Worth, and then doing IF gathering. It'll be so fun staying in a hotel. I'm thinking like pizza parties, pillow talk. I'm so pumped. It's going to be a blast. It's exactly what my heart needs. And then I have a lot of other travels coming up too that I'm really looking forward to. Thomas and I, this weekend, before IF, are going to Orlando for a family teams conference with the Beth Keys. I'm really excited about that. If you haven't listened, Alyssa actually came on my podcast a few years ago, but she's married to Jeff Bethke. He wrote To Hell with the Hustle, great book. They've written several other books, but the specific conference is about being a team as a family and procedures and systems and vision. And I'm just super excited. It's coming at a good time. So that, and then IF gathering, and after IF, I'm going to Charleston to hang out with Jess Connolly and some other girls. And then I'm going to, where else am I going? I'm going to Lost Valley Ranch. It's like a beautiful ranch at the end of Colorado for some work things I'm so excited about. And then right after that, I'm talking like the day I get back home, Thomas and I are going to the Bahamas. It's a wild story. I can't wait to fill you guys all in. But for now, I tell you all that because I'm excited about my newly box for IF. But I'm also excited because I got a new suitcase that I'm obsessed with because I have all these travels in my recent suitcase got broken on a whatever baggage claim area. It was falling apart already, so I just went ahead and got another one. And it's so cute. And we got it from TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx has great luggage, so it doesn't have to be fancy to be cute. You know what I mean? So, about to be traveling in style. But I think that that's really all that comes to my mind as far as things that are my favorite. And you know what favorite scenes? It means it's the end of the episode. So I'm so glad that you all hung out with me, that you're listening to my random voice messages and thoughts. Feels like we've been on the phone with each other, except you're not talking back, which is sad, but it's okay. I'm grateful that you listened, and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening to another episode with us. It would mean the most if you took 30 seconds and left us a 5-star review in whatever platform that you're listening in right now.
It's one of the best and free ways that you can love on us. So don't forget that anything we mention in today's episode, from resources, products, and more, can all be found in our show notes at realtalkwithrachel.com. For more updates, behind the scenes, and fun chats, head over to Instagram and follow us at Real Talk Podcast.